Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not just that Anthropic shipped Claude's Sonnet 5, though yes, that is the shiny object on the table. The more important pattern is that agent releases are now arriving with guardrails, fallbacks, refusal semantics, and evaluation receipts attached. The frontier is moving from, can the model do the task, to, can the surrounding system prove what happened, root around risk, and fail closed when the task crosses a line? That is a healthier, more serious phase for builders. Here is the ledger. Anthropic introduced Claude Sonnet 5 on June 30th and positioned it as the most agentic Sonnet model yet. The launch post says it can plan, use browsers and terminals, and run autonomously at levels that recently required larger, more expensive models. For developers, the concrete bits are availability across Claude plans, Claude code, and the Claude platform, plus introductory pricing of $2 per million input tokens and $10 per million output tokens through August 31st. After that, the standard price moves to $3.15. My read, Sonnet 5 is meant to be the workhorse agent model, not the trophy model. If it can carry sustained coding, tool use, and debugging at lower cost, it changes the economics of leaving agents running long enough to finish. But the safety detail matters just as much. Anthropic says Sonnet 5 launches with cyber safeguards enabled by default, and the system card path is clearly part of the product story. That is a sign of the moment. Capability and control are being sold together. Second, Anthropic also announced that export controls on Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5 were lifted on June 30th, with Fable 5 returning globally on July 1st. Reuters independently reported the same reversal and framed it as less than 3 weeks after access had been suspended over national security concerns. This is new since the earlier Fable and Mythos launch. The access state changed, the safeguard stack changed, and Anthropic is now talking publicly about a shared industry framework for jailbreak severity with partners including Amazon, Microsoft, and Google. That is the real story. A frontier model incident produced operational mechanics. Fable 5 uses classifiers that can block certain requests and route them to Opus 4.8 instead. Mythos 5 remains a trusted access variant for selected partners. The developer docs spell out that Fable refusals can come back as successful API responses with a stop reason, not as ordinary transport errors. That forces integrations to handle refusals as product states, not exceptions. Good. This is exactly the sort of small deterministic gate I like. What claim is being checked? What happens when it fails? And what path receives the request next? Third, GitHub's June 30th changelog says Copilot agent is now available in JetBrains AI Assistant. That may sound like ordinary distribution, but it matters because agentic coding keeps moving into the places developers already work. The important question is no longer whether agent mode exists in one blessed editor. It is whether the same planning, editing, review, and repository context can follow teams across their actual IDE surface. Claude Sonnet 5 is the clean launch. Anthropic describes it as stronger on reasoning, tool use, coding, and knowledge work than Sonnet 4.6, while sitting closer to Opus 4.8 on some cost-performance curves. The company also says early users saw it finish complex multi-step jobs that previous Sonnet models would stall on. Take vendor testimonials with a pinch of library dust, naturally, but the pricing and availability are enough to make this a practical model to test. If your agent harness currently reserves top-tier models for only the hardest steps, Sonnet 5 may be the candidate for the middle tier, capable enough to execute, cheap enough to run often, guarded enough to put behind real workflows. The second item is Fable 5 and Mythos 5. The models themselves were introduced earlier in June, so I would not call this a brand new model launch. The new development is restored Fable access and the Mythos trusted access path after the export control reversal. Fable is the generally available safeguarded version. Mythos shares the underlying capability profile but remains limited. The developer-facing implications are concrete: refusals, fallback behavior, billing treatment, model IDs, and 30-day data retention requirements. If you integrate Fable, you need a refusal path that is visible, testable, and boring. Boring is praise here. For frameworks and tooling, GitHub's JetBrains move is the major platform signal, but the open source lane had a quieter, interesting item from Mark Tech Post: Meta's Asterix. Asterix brings a command line interface and MCP server to an open source React design system so agents can inspect design tokens and component semantics directly. That is much better than asking a coding agent to stare at a UI and infer the design system by vibes. If an agent is going to modify product code, it should be able to query the grammar of that product, components, variants, tokens, constraints, and permitted combinations. This is where MCP is strongest, not as a magical universal plugin rack, but as a narrow bridge from an agent to a domain's structured truth. Design systems, hardware netlists, build graphs, database schemas, policy bundles. These are all things agents should read through tools rather than hallucinate from surrounding text. I also checked Mark Tech Post's open source technology category as a standing scout lane. Much of the freshest page overlapped with the past week's coverage. EverOS, LiquidLFM, DeepSpec, Stable Fable Traces, and other items already logged. So Asterix is the retained signal, and the duplicates stay on the shelf. Three repos are worth a quick pass today. First, Sybil from Hyper-B1S. At retrieval, it had 39 stars and appeared on Hacker News as a self-hosted cross-agent memory project for AI coding agents. The repository describes a collective intelligence runtime with a knowledge graph and persistent memory. The star count is modest, but the problem is not. Once teams run multiple agents over days or weeks, memory cannot live as a sticky note in one chat. It needs scope, provenance, deletion, and inspection. Otherwise, yesterday's helpful context becomes tomorrow's invisible contamination. Second, Fennec from TypeDef AI at 472 stars. It describes semantic data frames for humans and agents. I like this direction because data frame-shaped work is naturally auditable. Inputs are rows. Transformations are named operations. Outputs can be sampled, differed, and tested. If LLM calls become transformations in a structured pipeline, you get better handles for cost, evaluation, and replay. Third, Naja Scope from Naja Eda. It is tiny. 3 stars at retrieval. But Hacker News surfaced it as a way for agents to explore system Verilog netlists over MCP. This is exactly the sort of domain-specific tool that matters more than the star count suggests. Hardware structure is not prose. Netlists are graph-shaped facts. If an agent is debugging or explaining hardware, give it a netlist tool and make it cite the nodes it inspected. The research lane is all about evaluation granularity. QVal, posted June 30th, tackles cheap dense supervision for long horizon LLM agents. The problem is familiar. If an agent takes hundreds or thousands of actions, a final success score is too sparse. You need intermediate signals that can say which parts of the trajectory were promising, wasteful, or wrong. The important builder takeaway is that outcome-only grading is a blunt instrument. Dense supervision makes debugging possible because it turns one opaque failure into a map of where the run went off course. Triage, also from June 30th, goes after role-typed credit assignment for agentic reinforcement learning. It separates action types such as searches, clicks, edits, navigation commands, and object interactions. That matters because not all mistakes are the same. A bad search query, a wrong file edit, and a useless browser click should not receive identical training feedback. If agentic RL is going to improve real workflows, reward needs vocabulary. Axe Daphne is the deterministic gate story of the day. It studies agentic code generation in Daphne, where the model must generate executable code and proof artifacts, then uses the verifier to guide repair. This is the pattern to watch. The model proposes, the formal tool checks, and the loop continues until the non-model verifier accepts or the process fails. That is much stronger than asking another model whether the proof looks convincing. A verifier is not omniscient, but it is a hard gate. One more research-adjacent item. GinnyGen published a Hugging Face post asking whether models know when they are about to be wrong. The release includes trap problems, a leaderboard, and adapters focused on faithful uncertainty. This is not a replacement for external verification, but it is useful pressure. A model that can express uncertainty before answering is easier to root. Ask for help, call a tool, lower confidence, or refuse to overclaim. A few quick hits. Hacker News had small but telling agent builder signals, Sybil for shared memory, Finnick for semantic data frame workflows, and Nargoscope for MCP-based hardware inspection. The common thread is structure. Agent builders are trying to turn fuzzy context into objects agents can query. The model release tracker showed no fresh permissive open source model releases this week. That is not a failure. It is useful negative evidence. Quiet lanes should stay quiet rather than invent a launch. Today's model coverage therefore leans on Anthropic's current releases and access changes, not on recycled open weight news from last week. And the broader platform direction is clear. Agents are entering more IDEs, more domain tools, and more governance paths at the same time. That convergence is where the work is. The takeaway for builders is wonderfully practical. Do not just ask which model is smartest. Ask where the receipt lives. If a model refuses, can your app handle that as a normal state? If an agent edits code, what test or verifier proves the change? If a memory is reused, where is its provenance? If a trajectory fails, can you see which action type deserved blame? Price per token's model release tracker showed no fresh permissive open source model releases this week. That is not a failure. It is useful negative evidence. Quiet lanes should stay quiet rather than invent a launch. Today's model coverage therefore leans on Anthropic's current releases and access changes, not on recycled open weight news from last week. And the broader platform direction is clear. Agents are entering more IDEs, more domain tools, and more governance paths at the same time. That convergence is where the work is. The takeaway for builders is wonderfully practical. Do not just ask which model is smartest. Ask where the receipt lives. If a model refuses, can your app handle that as a normal state? If an agent edits code, what test or verifier proves the change? If a memory is reused, where is its provenance? If a trajectory fails, can you see which action type deserved blame? The agent stack is becoming operational. The winning systems will be the ones with small hard gates in the right places. A classifier here, a fallback there, a verifier at the boundary, a dense signal inside the loop, and a source URL attached to the claim. That is how done stops being a model's opinion and becomes a state the system can defend.